This is Alicia.
Hi, Alicia. It's Clayton.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm very well, thank you.
Thank you so much for taking our call. I'm actually on the call right now with one of my bosses. His name is Rick. So what he's going to do is going to give you a brief overview of what our app is designed to do, and then from there we'll have some questions for you.
Wonderful.
Hi, yeah. To give you kind of a quick overview, so we're a small tech company, and we're putting together an app. We're developing an app that will help small businesses like yourself kind of with day-to-day tasks. One of the main things that our app does, it generates leads. So we'll do a lot of marketing, and not only will it get you leads, but it'll qualify the leads. For example, if someone is looking for a specific service that you provide, for example, certain kind of trees or something that they have,
right,
and you specialize
right
in that, we'll match them up with you. Whereas if they're looking for, a service that you don't provide, then we're not going to match them up with you.
Right.
So that's one of the basic services that we provide. In addition to that, we'll have sort of contact management. So all your clients will be on your phone, on your app, and you can take notes, put notes on each individual contact. For example, you know, this person's garden has this type of flower that needs special treatments,
right,
or whatever specific to a particular client. And then in addition to that, we'll have notifications. We can send SMS messages, emails, that type of thing for basically anything you want. If it's fall and they need some special service, you can send them an SMS saying, "Hey, it's the fall's coming. You're gonna need this service." That type of thing.
Right.
As well as invoicing, we'll handle credit card processing. And if you needed like GPS assistance, if you're going to a place, you know, every let's say every day you go to a different place, we can map it all out for you on a map type thing.
That's lovely. Yeah.
And so that's basically an overview of the features. I think Clayton has some kind of specific questions for you.
Yeah.
I just want to say one thing, though, you guys. I want to tell you something. I'm with Home Advisor right now, and it kind of is exactly that, but it's definitely not specific to me. Like, they send
right
me leads for $60, and it's like, first of all, most of the time they don't even call back. So I've spent $60, and they don't call back. And then they'll want someone that just does, you know, big trees. And I said, I'm not a tree trimmer. That's not what I do. And then I'll call Home Advisor and say, "You guys, nowhere does it say I'm a tree trimmer." They're like, "Sorry." And I'm charging, they charge me $60 for those leads that don't even work.
Yeah.
Okay. We've actually heard that from a lot of service providers, and we definitely want to be the opposite of that. We don't want to charge you per click for a service that you're not providing. You know, I know that they charge you even if you don't convert the transaction.
Right.
So yeah, we definitely don't want to do that. But the first question that we have for you here is, when you think about your typical day, what would you like to see improved? For example, would you like to get more leads, which is getting new clients? Would you like help with scheduling? Would you like help with marketing? Or would you like help with invoicing?
I would say my biggest thing is probably invoicing, and I'm laughing because as soon as I hang up from you, I'm going to my accountant, because she's going to teach me how, because I'm like a creative soul, but it's my own company, so it's hard to do all the other things, you know, but she's going to teach me, because she said, "Alicia, we have to be on QuickBooks, because that's the only way I'll be able to fix it for you, you know, the way we need to be doing it."
Our app will actually be able to integrate. Our app will be able to integrate with QuickBooks as well. That way you can keep track of your expenses and be able to take care of your taxes at the end of the year.
I would say that's my biggest, you know, I mean, I wouldn't mind having some more fabulous clients, although I'm really getting some good clients, actually. And it started as Home Advisor, but now I'm getting, like, some from the Home Advisor people. So for everyone that was, like, a waste of money, I've gotten, like, three big, like, $65,000 jobs. So those took care of the $60 that nobody even called back for. You know, I always have at least about five of those a month. So that's $300 to the garbage can. But for the big fatties, it was worth that, you know what I mean? But I would love not to have to do that. I would love not to have to pay for that. And if I do pay for it, I want it to be where it's, like, taking care of me.
Oh, no, I understand. I definitely understand. So you're currently, you're getting your leads through HomeAdvisor, is that correct?
I get my leads through two places. I get my leads through HomeAdvisor, and we get my leads through Yelp. I quit HomeAdvisor, okay. And then they said, don't quit us. We're going to work with you. We'll give you a deal. You know, you can have seven free. You don't have to pay. Because HomeAdvisor is $300 a year plus $50 to $80 a lead.
So you
Yelp
said $50 to
$80
per lead?
Payment, $80, $50 to $80 depending on what they are.
Okay, $50 to $80.
They lead.
Okay.
Yelp is $490 a month, and I think that it's approximately 15 leads.
Okay. And how many of those leads are actually converting out of those 15 leads?
Well, Yelp, I'm going to quit because Yelp doesn't cost me anything, you know, except for the leads when I get them. I've been doing it for almost 3 weeks. I must have gone to, like, 15 places. So far, nothing. HomeAdvisor, even if I do go a lot, I'm getting some big jobs. So I find HomeAdvisor to be better than Yelp. Yelp just isn't qualified leads. They're just leads, you know?
Yeah, just random calls. Yeah, I totally understand.
Yeah.
As far as us providing leads, in the event that we were providing you with leads, what would be the best way for us to provide you with leads? For example, would you like leads to be a call, email, or text?
I think a call. Because, I you know what, HomeAdvisor, just going to tell you this, because they send it to my text, to my email, the text is my email, and then I have an app that they gave me that is on there as well. So they do that. Yelp just sends me a Yelp email.
Okay.
I like it all. You know, I work out in the field, so I like that they come to a few places, so if I miss one, I can see it somewhere else. You know what I mean?
Okay. No problem. And let's see here. Now, we do want to provide two different options of providing you with leads. One option would be for clients to call you directly, or you could also have the option of having them pre-screened. For example, we can send you a cold call lead that may or may not convert and charge you between $1 to $5 per lead. Or we can answer the call for you. Book the appointment, charge the client, and charge you a small commission between 10 to 15% per lead. Which would be more appealing to you?
Wait, 10 to 15% of the job or of the lead?
Of the job. So the first option is to send you a cold call lead, which is, you know,
right.
A client, you don't know what he wants, you don't know if he's going to convert, but that lead
right.
will cost you anywhere between $1 to $5 per lead. Or
uh-huh.
we could actually have someone answer the call for you, find out what the service request is, confirm a price, and actually book the client for you. And the only thing you have to do is just go ahead and service them and charge you a small commission between 10 to 15%.
Yeah, I think I'm mixed. I like both, actually. I don't mind paying if it turns into something. I like paying. I'm grateful, you know.
Okay.
It's the ones that don't. But I like the idea of 1 to 5 because the truth is, and I say this in the humblest way, but once I get to talk to somebody, I feel like it's a better thing for, you know, I mean, they either like me or they don't, and I can kind of go from there.
Okay. No problem.
But on the same token, I like the idea of you guys doing a little bit of the homework before I get some, like, you know, I just need my weeds picked.
No problem. And let's see here. As far as scheduling, how are you currently scheduling your clients?
I schedule them. I do it on my own. I call, and we make a plan, and we do it that way.
No, I'm saying, what are you using to schedule them? Are you using a calendar or are you using a Google Calendar?
I'm using a Google Calendar. And I use my book, you know, I write everything down.
Okay. All right. Now, let's see here. You are paying for marketing. And how are you currently invoicing your clients?
I do my own thing. Like, I have a template. And I, and now see, Home Advisor has an extra charge, and you can be, you can get all the template, and they do everything for an extra charge, but it was so confusing to me, and they couldn't explain it to me enough for me to, you know, pay, it's an extra $300 a month.
Okay.
And they do all, you know, you have to fill in the stuff, but they, you know, they take care of it for you. But you have to fill everything in, and then they'll take care of it for you. But it's so hard to know. It's not just a normal fill-in. And like I said, I mean, I'm a 60-year-old woman. I'm not exactly savvy on the computer. So I need it so I can get it. You know, I mean, thank goodness I have two grown kids. They help me do everything. But I'm not. So I said to them, you know, you got to make this, like, doable for me. I'm working. I am getting good jobs. I can't use your system because I don't understand it. And so I just said, I don't want, you know, at the beginning I started using it thinking it's worth the $300 if I'm organized, but now I don't. So I just have a template, I type it in, and I keep, you know, I take payments in threes usually, and I use that same template, and I just put all my deposits on their original proposal, which they signed, and then I keep sending, you know, now it's time for payment number two and number three, and I just go off my original proposal.
And how are those being processed? Via credit card, check?
Both.
Okay.
I do everything. I take a credit card and I, but most people pay with a check.
Okay.
I found that most people don't want to use a credit card. I don't know why, but.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it depends on the person, you know, the amount, you know, in the service. We've talked to so many service providers that a lot of them, they receive cash. A lot of them, I mean, that's all they receive is cash payments. So,
really?
Yeah. Let's see here. And would you have any interest in a mini CRM, which is a customer relationship management system? And what that does is that it keeps all of your clients organized. It allows you to send notifications to your clients that you haven't seen in a while. And it also allows you to sync with QuickBooks. That way you can take care of your taxes, expenses, all at the end of the year. And this would... like I said, keep track of all your clients, all your client history, anything to do with your clients. It would show you past invoices, future invoices, things of that sort. Would you have interest?
Yes. If it was easy enough for me to understand, hell yes.
Yeah, and the name of our app is Simplius. So we want to make things as simple as possible for you guys. That way you're not wasting your time, you know, filling in a bunch of information when you can actually be providing more of a service. So our goal is to help you maximize your daily earning potential.
Yes, I would be very interested.
Yeah, and would you be willing to pay, let's say, $10 a month for us, mini CRM?
Yes, without a doubt.
Okay. Now, as far as you said that you're not that tech savvy, but what could our app have that would save you time besides the invoicing?
It would have what I think would be most important, too, is that I need a tutorial. I need a tutorial with somebody that is willing to take the time to show me how to do it, that, you know, is an interactive, like you're on your end with a pen, you know, on my computer and I'm on the computer. And that it's just about me learning how to do that, and then that's what I need. Because I can get it if somebody takes the time to show me.
Okay.
So, but I love the idea of somebody that'll help me keep this organized. Are you kidding? That is my biggest pet peeve. I mean, I can't. I'm not good at it. I'm so creative. I can get the jobs. It's a matter of, you know, keeping them organized. I'm doing much better than I actually was. Now I have my own crew, and I've just started with a second crew. So, and I can finally, and I can really trust the crew, so I can do a little bit more of the, but my thing is not paperwork. I mean, I stink at it. So anything to make it a little bit easier on myself where I could hit a button and see what I made from that client and, you know, that kind of thing, absolutely.
Yeah, and our CRM will also offer you reports. That way you can have reports that are daily, weekly, monthly. That way you can see, you can actually track your income before it actually comes in. And the income will be tracked based on the schedule that you have already provided the system.
Yeah, if I learned how to put stuff into that data, I would love that. That's exactly what I want.
Okay. Now, based on everything that we spoke about so far, if we had an app that, you know, fulfilled all of the promises that we are offering you, what would you feel like that would be worth for you on a monthly basis? What would be a reasonable monthly fee? I mean, no app that you can go on there and get new clients when you want to, and everything is opt-in or opt-out. If you like the way you're currently charging your clients on your own, you can do that as well. Or if you, you know, would like us to help you with invoicing, you can opt in and out of everything. But we just want to know what a fair price on a monthly basis would be for an application like that.
I don't know. You know, I mean, if I would pay, actually, I'd be happy to pay if somebody could do that for me. I don't know. I feel like I could make more money if I had somebody doing that for me, and then it would be an invaluable service to me. But it needs to be where I understand it, too. You know, I don't want to just pass it off and not know what I'm got going on.
Oh, no. What I'm speaking is in the event that you find, I mean, you try our app out, we give you a tutorial, you figure it out, you know how to use it, it's very usable for user-friendly, and it's something that you want to move forward. Just ballpark figure, how much would that be worth to you on a monthly basis? If we could get you, let's just say, 15 new clients per month, and then also manage all of your current contacts, all of your current clients, and also manage your...
I mean, I am not really sure, but right now I pay $450 to Yelp a month, and I lowered my price from Home Advisor, and it's like $300 a month. So I'm paying $750 a month with no guarantees, no nothing.
Okay, so that's a total box.
So I would love $750. I don't want to go that high, but I certainly would feel really good if it was something like, you know, $400 or $500, $300 to $500, and it was all done without a thought.
Okay. Okay. All right, awesome. So, we pretty much have everything we need here, unless Rick has any other questions. Okay, we can probably shut the way. Yeah, so Alicia, we do want to make sure that we pay you for your time. We would also like to speak to you in the future and keep an open line of communication. That way, when we're further along in our development process, we may have more questions.
Okay,
for you.
Good. I love
that. We may have some things for you to check out. But we do want to make sure that you're paid for your time. Who can we make out a check to, and where can we send it to?
You can make it to Alicia Blass.
Okay. Is it Alicia Black?
Alicia Blass. B like in boy, L-A-S as in Sam.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that for me? I lost you there for a second.
Alicia is A-L, yeah, B as in boy, L as in Larry, A as in Alicia, S as in Sam.
Oh, Blacks. Okay. Awesome. Blacks,
Black. Yeah.
And where should we mail it to?
You should mail it to 8520.
8520.
Rid Pass Drive.
You said Rid Pass Drive?
Yep. R-I-D, as in David, P-A-T-H, all one word, Drive.
Okay.
Los Angeles, 90046.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time.
Yes, I'd be your guinea pig any old day.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time. You've been such a great help.
Okay, good. Thanks a lot, Clayton.
Right,
appreciate it.
All right.
Okay.
Awesome. Have a good one. Bye-bye.